sounds like Jen. That sounds remarkably like him. So how do you feel about the tragic deaths of Jimmy Page and Genesis Peoritz, who probably affected your lives as deeply as they did mine? If you'd like to call up and voice your opinion on this.
It takes more than the strength of 10 men to move a molehill. It takes the stomach of a dog to eat the critters within.
Microphone better with music.
Oh, tell me.
Okay, first.
Tell me again.
No, but actually, you guys are doing a great job. This is a great show. It's one of the best shows on radio.
Thank you.
It's like Larry King on LSD.
Sort of. So, what's your question?
My question is, what's the topic?
For those of you just tuning in,
it's
tonight.
A dropping Zeppelin story. Look, once I go through this.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it.
You're tuning in at the beginning.
I've got it. So I've got to do something related.
Yes.
Zeppelin or throbbing gristle?
Did you hear the beginning?
Yeah.
All right. Did you hear what I read? Did you make it out, even though the microphones were not blended?
Well, that throbbing gristle is a band that likes to incorporate Zeppelin sound.
They are one in the same, it turns out.
Time, the 1970s.
Try the 1970s?
A time of cultural stagnation.
Exactly, the
B generation. A time of turgid and yet somehow insubstantial popular development.
Quite so.
Is it becoming clearer now?
Yes.
A festering sore of creativity right there in your ears?
The beak shall inherit the earth.
Which more bland fruit? From the soulless white bread rock of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
I see planes in the sky.
And the eagles.
Flying down.
To the overblown, self-important archiness of the Action Genesis. from the innate 20 ounces of mental man's life, the beaches and the village people to be an effectual at its own ceremony, like people and the dead Kennedys, a veritable vortex of ideas and influences, inevitably made up the musical wallpaper. Look around.
The color of money.
Your room.
The eight minds behind it all.
Did you know that our sound sticks to your walls?
Does it? Is that what trips off in the middle of the night?
Look around.
It's kind of scary.
But from the center of this murky maelstrom of MOR mundanity emerge, listen, two bands shining out above this homogenous and adventurous crowd. Their inventive spirits and a fierce willingness to explore territory that other artists wouldn't discover until years later, like now.
Go on.
Mark them as the two pioneers of their day.
And they are?
Time, the 1970s, a time of cultural stagnation.
And
but
from
you
that
were depth. Aware until now of the convoluted and intimate connection between these seemingly desperate and unrelated groups. Did you know that they both died this week?
No, how?
Listen, only now, since the tragic early death of both lead singers in a strange and touching double suicide, have their families allowed us to bring the true story to light here on Over the Edge. KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno.
Yeah?
No one would have known the full extent of this long and fruitful relationship had it not been for the tragic events of this past week.
KPFB.
The throbbing, zeppelin story. And here tonight, in our studios, live with their unbalanced microphones, Rob and Robo, to clear up the mystery that you've been jamming our phone board here at KPFA about all week, resulting in this, the shocking, exclusive report we bring you now, the throbbing Zeppelin story. Get it?
Our thanks also to the Orich and the Robert Plant family for providing materials used in tonight's pseudo-verite documentary.
And the chairs they both sat in.
The eight minds behind the bands that changed our lives from the decade that touched our hearts forever.
It's just that guy weighing himself on the humility handle.
Dumb enough for that. Just dumb enough for that. Dumb enough for that.
I agree.
You know, Don, I think I ought to mention, you said that we'd be clearing up this mystery. I seriously doubt that. I think that the mystery probably will only grow. This is a fast-breaking story, and there's much more to be told. I don't think we'll be able to get to nearly all of it tonight. So therefore, we have set up a hotline for any of you to call in who might know anything about this. Please call us now at area code 415-848-4425. We certainly don't know everything about this story. We only know the little bit that we've been able to come across in our research.
Hey, can somebody turn up the lights in here? It's getting kind of